It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, it's Eve here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to a new week. It's Monday. I hope you had a nice weekend. So I was chatting with my husband the other day, and we were joking and laughing about the fact that I describe myself as a bit of a natural-born warrior. Small secret, folks, meditation teachers still worry. You know, I'm the person with the lists and the, oh, we need to do X because if we don't, Y will happen. In fact, my friends call me Airport Eve because back when we could travel properly, I would want to get to the airport hours in advance, desperately worried I would miss my flight if I didn't do that. Now, it's not that I've ever missed a flight. Okay, maybe once. But I just created those scenarios in my mind that I might. So I wanted to spend some time today talking about fear of the future, worrying about the future, as I hear from a lot of people that they too find they worry a lot. Worrying or fear in the mind almost always starts with a what if X happens. And the key here is the what if. We're quite literally creating a future that just hasn't happened. So when it comes to fear of the future, worrying about the future, it can be helpful to remember the following three things. The first is understanding that things in life are changing all of the time. Nothing in life is fixed, not even our thoughts. So even though we might feel like we're in control of a situation, things can happen when we least expect them to. Which brings me on to my second point, and that is cause and effect. Our actions now will have an impact on what happens in the future. So if you find that you are going to an imaginary future a lot, perhaps consider some things you can do now to support yourself and your family in the future. And remember, when I say future, I don't just mean months or years. Really, our future is the next moment in front of us. So that really could be just planning for tomorrow, taking it a step at a time. And then the final one is looking for things around you that you appreciate or are grateful for in your life. By focusing on what we have right in front of us, it can really help to shift the worry or fear so that we can be present and connected with the world and the people around us in it. And the next time I travel, I promise to take my own advice, and I'll do my best to not drag my husband to the airport 5 hours in advance, unless we need to check our bags. I'll leave it there for today, and I look forward to seeing you back here soon.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.